I'm driving down the Duncan Road, which starts just over the border in the Northern Territory and ends in Halls Creek, which is in WA. The road snakes in and out of both states for quite a few hundred kilometres. It's called a road, but you could be forgiven for actually thinking it's a bit of a dirt track, perhaps a bit of a driveway into a property. So far, I'm about 100 kilometres down the road off the Victoria Highway, and so far I've already dodged some very large potholes, a few very large holes which are about a metre deep into the road, some very big rocks, and some very sticky areas as well where trucks have obviously been through and left some very big track marks. Now, I've been told by a few pastoralists and communities that this road is a problem and that they are worried about it. So I'm going to head down and speak to a few of the people that are involved or that have to use this on a weekly basis.
Oh, well, the WA part, it's easy to describe. Rock. Sharp rock. My dish is hard on tyres. Well, you know firsthand time. You know, the time we got the two flat tyres and we had to come and rescue you. Yeah, no, sharp rocks, you know, it's just hard on tyres and hard on vehicles, you know. And I had truckies here last year, they reckon, gee, that Gib River Road's got nothing on this damn thing, you know. And truckies, you know, four flat tyres between, from my boundary to Nelson Springs or Mustache Creek, four flat tyres and stuff like that, you know. Like,
how many kilometres is that?
Oh, about 90k.
It's not just rocks and flat tyres that Mike Shaw from Spring Creek Station is worried about. He says the structure of the road is deteriorating at a very rapid rate.
If the road's, say, let's say 8 metres wide, well, in about 3 metres, that hole, there's a great big hole or a culvert with a, you know, there's about a 6 foot pipe underneath, 7 foot pipe underneath the road there going across a gully. Well, there's a big hole in the road. You could drop a 44 gallon drum down it. Yeah, someone's put a little bit of a marker either end. I don't know who done that. Looks like Northern Territory sort of little signs on it. But my crew were coming back there one day, they cut a tree down and shoved the bushes in it there so people could see it, you know. Like, oh no, here's a big hole. There's two like that. One, that's the real big one. There's another one up here, another bit of a hole as well. We sort of put a rock over that and covered it with a bit of dirt and bloody it's in the hole. But oh no, she's in a bad way. Yeah.
How long has it been at this state for?
Oh, ever since I've been here. I've been here 12 years and she... Yeah, she's getting worse and worse. It's getting worse and worse, yeah.
Do you see much work being done to it?
No. They could grade it once a year, run the grader over it. No, one way back in about 2003 or 4, I think they brought a bucket loader out and cleaned out a few drains. But not much good.
Grading the road, is that going to fix many of the problems?
Well, to be truthful, the worst time to grade it, to drive, we get most flat tyres in that 2 weeks after the road's been graded, because all them sharp rocks are up.
You've mentioned flat tyres, which are obviously expensive, especially for truckies, but what else is the problem with having the road at that standard as well? What else does it cause?
Oh, well, trucking cattle out, by gee, it's just so rough on cattle, you know? Just shakes the hell out of them. And weight loss, and yeah, the truckie's got to be very careful going to the creek, you know, and just be careful. But weight loss, that's the worst one. I always worry about, yeah, but flat tyres, girl, you know, you've got Gilla Rouge and you've got women going to town. And of course, they can all change a tyre and put a jack under a vehicle and all the rest of it, but you're always worrying about, will they make it? Where are they? What's going on? You know, and, you know, no matter how safe, no matter how much training you put on people, how to work a wallaby jack or a trolley jack or whatever, something can always go wrong, eh? Yeah, you're always worried.
You did mention the weight loss on the cattle. How much are we actually talking about, Mike? Do you have an idea?
Oh, well, I'd lose, okay, here to Wyndham or here to Darwin. Here to Wyndham, I'm probably going to lose, you're going to lose something anyway. Let's say probably 3 or 4% here to Wyndham, but I'd say most of that would be lost on this road. The territory's not too bad. Like, half this road is the territory, but most of the problem is on this WA part. Good, it's terrible.
Have you spoken to the local shire?
Oh, I don't get any money. I spoke to a couple of years ago and they reckon, no, we don't get enough rates out of that. We don't get enough rate money, was it? We don't get enough rate money off the road, off that area. Yeah, that was it, rate. No rates. Not enough rates coming out of this one, but I don't know about that, you know. I don't know if that's a reasonable argument or not. But
if it isn't improved, what do you think could actually happen? What's the case if no one puts any money into this road?
I'd say people are going to start jumping up and down, throwing themselves on the ground for starters, but someone could get hurt. Yeah. The truckies just hate coming down here. You always say, God, gee, we hate going down that road. You know, one Northern Territory truckie I was talking to last year, he was whinging about. He said, there's only one road worse than this that I've travelled on this year, and that's up, or somewhere up near Gove, somewhere up in that area. I don't know where he said, but he reckons this is the worst he's travelled on, tyres. Well, he was a bloke who'd done four tyres and about 90k just here. Yeah, poor bugger. He's an owner-operator truckie, and I know he's not real happy about it anyway.
Mike Shaw isn't the only pastoralist who is worried about this road. Other pastoralists are also losing money due to its condition. About 90 kilometres down the road from Spring Creek towards Halls Creek is Weeby Craig from Estate Creek Station.
I've been down here 15 years, so the worst part about it is the Shire of Wyndham. Well, they haven't done their maintenance on their road for bloody... I've been down here 16 years, and I haven't seen them do any sheeting at all on it. Well, there's a lot of things you could call it, but I wouldn't say it on the radio. because there's been no resheeting on it, and it's just all the original surface rock coming back through it. The road is actually not corrugated, just because of the rock sticking through it. Like, my missus takes the kids in the town for dance lessons every Monday. Like, there's nothing to do a tyre on the way in and a tyre on the way out, so...
Doing tyres at that rate, does it prohibit you getting out? Do you really have to think about going to town before you do it?
Yeah, if people weren't prepared for it, you know, we're all set up for it with drill tyres and stuff like on our cars, but yeah, if you're not prepared for it, it's a pretty daunting road, though, Duncan. But yeah, it's just, we sent cattle into Wyndham last year, and those, we weighed them here before they left, and then weighed them once they got into Wyndham, of course. But there was over 30 kilo lost per animal.
30 kilos per animal, that seems like a lot, is it, Steve?
Yeah, mate, that's a big mob of weight. Like, when you add it all up, it's like nearly another deck of cattle per truck that you're losing in weight.
If it was in good condition, what's an average amount to lose for that couple of hundred kilometres of travelling into Wyndham?
Oh, it should be about 6 or 7% of the body weight.
What needs to be done to the road to bring it up to scratch, do you think, Steve?
Oh, there's a big mob of resheeting that needs to be done, like through Spring Creek there. Like, there's a lot of rock through there. I spend a bit of money resheeting it, or just actually send just a team out here with a grader and roller and a water cart that might be able to fix a fair bit of it. Well, we've been living out here 20 years, and in the 16 years that I've worked here, 15, 16 years I've worked here, I think there's only one time I've actually seen any resheeting getting done. That was on there's a big black soil patch, and it just got all washed out. That was pretty much the only work I've seen done on the Wyndham Shire section in the time I've been here. We've got better roads on our property, on our bore runs here, than what's on the Duncan Highway.
When you live along a road that's in questionable condition, like Weeby Craig from Mistake Creek Station just explained, it's not just hard for you to get out, it's really hard for others to get in. Cattle agent Barry Groves is based in Katherine and has conducted business down the road for many years now. He says it makes buying and selling cattle very hard.
Oh, this time of the year, it's pretty rough. It's nearly impossible to cart cattle out of it at the moment, obviously, because of it's just rough and washed out. And yeah, it's a difficult road at the best of times, let alone when it hasn't been serviced, you know.
You've mentioned that it has been washed out quite a lot. Can you explain what it's like going down there in a truck when it is washed out? What's the problem with that?
Well, the biggest problem is, I suppose, the big headache for truck drivers, mainly. The main problem is the animal welfare issue first, on the cattle being thrown around inside the crates, and also, secondly, the actual cost of the weight loss on the cattle. Because you've got to go so slow and take so long to get through that road. And, there's a big monetary loss in anyone sending cattle through there before it's graded.
You've said the cattle can at times be thrown around, Barry. So they're actually being thrown around in the crates because of the condition of the road?
Yeah, well, the tyres, truck tyres following the wheel ruts and the washouts and things like that, it does. It makes it very hard to cart cattle on it, and to actually, yeah, it's a difficult time to cart cattle on that road between you know, when the wet's finished, through to when they actually grade it. Once it's graded, it's, you know, it's usable. But because it's such a, it's not a big straight road, it's sort of like a lot of turns and rises and drops and creeps. So, yeah, it's hard enough at the best of times.
Lots of drops and turns and creeks. Does that make that journey, which the Duncan isn't that long, it's only a bit over 400 kilometres, but does it take a long time to do that journey considering all those factors?
Yeah, well, that's another part of it. The cattle stand on trucks a lot longer. It's costly all around. It's costly to everyone that uses it. I've done quite a few tyres on that road as well. Truck drivers doing tyres. Also, yeah, just the time it takes to cart cattle, say, from the State Creek to the highway, I think, just from memory, 8 to 12 hours sometimes. It's a long time, and cattle lose a lot of weight, so as well as the animal welfare issue, it's also the cost as well of the weight loss, because you don't get paid for the cattle until they get to the weighbridge. So in Cunanar, or Catherine, whatever be the case. Yeah, and the biggest part about it is just the biggest headache is the actual the pressure it puts on the animals.
You've mentioned that it has taken about 10 to 12 hours to get off the dirt from Mistake Creek. From my understanding, Mistake Creek's about 300 kilometres on the dirt road,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's a very slow trip.
Mm.
Does it ever get to the point, Barry, where it's just not economical or it's impossible to do business down that road?
Yeah, about this time of the year. The only other thing you have to do is to take cattle and then freshen them up somewhere in a yard, which is more cost. So, yeah, it's not economical to, when you count the damage to the trucks and everything, because they're going to, you know, like they're not going to want to cart on that road, and then they put their rate up, so then it gets less and less economical as it goes along. And the less it's serviced, the more costly it is for the people using that road.
You've just said there that the trucks sometimes put their costs up because of the damage that can be done to the trucks going along such a road.
Yeah.
Is the Duncan, therefore, one of the most expensive roads that these trucks can go down, considering its condition?
Yeah. There's a couple over in the west. There's one over the Gibb River Road and also the Duncan.
How much more expensive is it for producers? Do you know, Barry?
No, I haven't got the price. I haven't got any of the latest prices on the cartage.
Despite complaints and concerns from people like Barry Groves, it seems like nothing is about to change. From everyone I have spoken to, it seems the part of the road which is of the most concern is under the Shire of Wyndham, East Kimberley. In a written statement, the Shire said it had spent $43,000 in 2012-2013 and $21,500 in 2013-2014. They had no figures available for this coming year. The Northern Territory, well, it's been mostly commended by people for its condition of its road, and the Shire of Halls Creek. Well, they did say they'd sent a grader down the road this year, and I did speak to its CEO, Roger Kernule. He said he'd ventured some way down the road recently and had found it of an acceptable standard.